and you ain't keep him up no when he was old. Mama was just 7 years old than him. He was the best thing to me, and he just lived 2 years, 4 months, and 3 days, and he dropped dead on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that was 1959, and then he married 1960.
Uh-huh.
And I had known him all his life, but I couldn't place him, and you know, I just hadn't seen him in several years, you know.
Yeah.
He come down, mom was one night hungry.
Well, you sure were lucky. You got yourself a good one.
I mean, I got the best
one. My third marriage and my first.
My third. 47
in my life.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that gave you
time.
Yeah.
Really
yeah. what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say, he's a regular. Do you have a term for that?
Yeah, I'd tell them.
Would you ever call?
Same thing.
Jinx to anybody.
Uh-huh. But would you say that word? He's a...
Jinx?
What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
Well, I always hear them called woods coats or a bastard. You know, some call them bastards and some call them woods coats.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Okay. No, I don't take a part of whether they're prepared for burial.
Yeah.
I don't take a part.
Okay.
There's somebody.
See this place I gave him when she was cut from right there? We met the first time. See that scar?
Good gracious.
See, she vomited up blood and they tried to go. They went in there to see if they could find some tissue in the stomach. And the blood drained back in her stomach and she vomited up a big little chunk. She needs to be a step out. And then they wanted to see her liver and that's why they cut her in her stomach to see.
Uh-huh.
Now, come to your mother.
So you from Henry?
That's right. Yeah. Well, if our mother's coming, we'll just have to turn this off.
I doubt if it cost him $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this house has been built, I guess, probably 15 years.
Well, that's a nice, comfortable house. I like it.
Oh, and I just, like I said, I painted it.
Uh-huh.
That, I was sitting with that baby, too, and I painted this room and the kitchen.
I don't know what made it turn out less. The wind and rain is coming from the east.
And it was darkness.
It blows again that wall and soaks through.
And it's just in the wintertime it sweeps. And I think that's what told that. And then our heater was a small heater and it smoked it before we noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it smoked it up. You see where it leaked before they covered it over. See where it leaked, you see the street.
Yeah.
And I want to have it. Yes. But I painted it myself, one eyed. I have cataract. I'm blind in the back in that eye. I'm painting this house.
You're fantastic. You do all these things. You quilt all these things and make 400 biscuits a night and look after a baby too.
That's, you know, that was before I married the second time when I worked at that cafe and made them biscuits. And wash dishes now, hunt for all that moth. And repair dinner just for daylight, you know, before I get off work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I go work at 6 at night, work till 6 the next morning. And then repair dinner for them to serve dinner for that cafe I'd repaired.
Uh-huh.
Me and the, you know, well, man I was working for,
yeah.
He get me some.
Boy, that must have been some work.
Oh, honey, I say it.
Well, let's see. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
Okay. And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch or creek.
Which is the littlest one?
Branch.
And how about next to that?
The creek. Then a river. Then the ocean.
Okay, let's see. Branch, creek, river, and ocean. Okay. What do you call flat grassy country down around the seacoast? Have a name for that?